Good day, folks. It's Stefan from a Comedy Advice podcast, and I am ready to rumble. I hope you guys are too, because we've got quite the episode. And by we, I mean me, because I am all alone here, just sitting here, almost naked. If it wasn't for the bow tie that I had around my neck, I'm like a Chippendale reject that is still just sitting in his own shame. And just went to podcasting because his body didn't cut it. But you know what? Here I am. And I'm happy. I am happy with myself. I am reciting affirmations saying, you know what? You may not have a chiseled chest, but you've got chiseled wit. And you know what? You know who helped chisel it even more while shitting all over me? The very special guest, Robert Kelly. God, Robert Kelly, I think I remember first hearing him on back when it was the Opie and Anthony show. And he is just so freaking funny. He can talk about anything. He's got an opinion about everything. And he will be sure to shit on you, which I was hoping for. And he delivered. He is so funny. He also, you may have seen him on Netflix. He was on The Degenerate season 2. He's also on Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar, and he has a one-hour special, Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground, which debuted on Comedy Central and Netflix, and you can see it on Amazon Prime. He's also acted in Dennis Leary's show Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and he learned the drums for his part in that. And he was also on Louis. He was Louis C.K.'s brother in that show. He's been on a bunch of stuff, and this guy is just so freaking funny. And you know what? If you're in Phoenix, you're going to be able to see him. He is coming out to Phoenix October 1st through the 3rd. Link is in the show notes for tickets at the Tempe Improv. So go on over and see him. But you know what? First, hold your horses. Listen to this episode. Enjoy Robert Kelly and all of his essence. You can almost smell the musk from this episode. It's like ripping into an old book. Just you get that. Not that Robert Kelly's old. I mean, I guess he's kind of old, but you know what? Let's just say he's classic. He's a really funny comedian. I had a great time. You're going to have a great time. And other than that, just thank you guys. If you're listening, if you've made it this far and you haven't abandoned me, thank you. You guys are like my Sam to me being Frodo in this, which I am kind of like a whiny little bitch. Wah, I can't do this. Wah, it's too hard. And all of you Sams out there have been like, you know what? Don't worry, Mr. Frodo. You can do it. You can go. You can. That's my Sam impression. You can go to the top of the mountain and to the top of the mountain. And that's like the fucking iTunes rankings. And you know what? I'm there. You guys have led me there. And I'm charting hard. And I'm in the top 100 in the Comedy Improv podcast for Apple Podcasts. Over 173 reviews. That was very specific. And you know what? You guys can leave more. If you guys haven't yet, please subscribe, leave a review wherever you're listening. Tell your friends. Follow me on Instagram. It's all in the show notes, so you can follow there. And if you can afford it, I know that we're in troubled times here, but if you want to support my dreams and my passion, head on over to Patreon. And for as little as two measly dollars a month, you can support me and help me get better. You can help me get people that can help me with this podcast. Because right now I'm doing the editing, I'm doing the production, I'm doing the outreach, I'm doing the speaking, which I guess I don't want to outsource that part. But it's so much fun, but it is also so much time. And anything that you guys can do helps. Whether it's the review saying this is amazing or this sucks, that helps too. Whatever you want to do. So thank you guys. Really appreciate it. Appreciate you. And I'm going to just waltz into the show. So hold my hand. Let me hold you, not the danger zone. I'm going to hold you right in between, you know, the buttocks and the upper back. And so we're going to waltz. 1, 2, 3, 4. Box right into the episode.
A Comedy Advice Podcast.
An advice podcast for Stefan
and friends
to make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Stefan?
Comedy Advice Podcast.
Hello, hello.
What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's happening, brother? Does it sound all right?
It sounds great, dude. Your voice is just made for radio. That big-ass microphone is really making it sound good, too.
It's the same microphone you got. I just I spit chicken salad on the other cover.
Oh shit.
Well, I had to change it. I don't know where it is. I tried to clean it, but I can't find it now. What's up?
It looks good. Nah, you know, just hanging out here in Arizona. It's hot as fuck still, and it's September, almost October.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
About it being hot as fuck?
Yeah, I forget. Every time I go to Arizona, I forget that it's like standing behind a bus. And I always bring the wrong fucking clothes. I'm usually some long sleeve shirt. I'm sweating my twat off and black everything. So,
well, it's tough too because there's like a 30 degree variance each day too, because there's no clouds. It's just sun and then nighttime and then sun again. So it could be like 60 degrees and nice in the morning.
Well,
and
I then like,
it's
like that. Can you do that again? Can you do that?
It's like, you know, sun, night, sun. So
oh my God, that's just amazing.
I am a hypnotist in my spare time. So
are you really?
No, there's not that much to do in Arizona, but I haven't gotten to that hobby yet. Just podcasting for now. But anyway, it's great to have you on, Bobby. We are on a comedy advice podcast. My name is Stefan Sitani, and that beautiful voice you guys have been listening to has been Robert Kelly. Bobby Kelly, which one do you prefer?
I don't give a shit. It's like one of those names. It's Robert Kelly because when I first got into SAG, Bobby Kelly was taken. All the names I want. So I had to go with Robert Kelly because I think Robert Kelly was, I don't know, some fucking poet and woodcarver in New Hampshire or something had my name, Bobby Kelly. So I had to take Robert.
Oh, gotcha. Well, both of them are fine.
Fucking worked out. Well, one of them better than the other because the other one's a child molester that I have now. So.
Yeah, I was going to say when I was doing some research, I was Googling Robert Kelly and I saw that you peed on underage girls and I was like, wait a second, that's not the one.
Well, he got caught. He got caught. That was his downfall.
That's on him. Yeah, for being able to.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me too. It's like, we're all trying to make it. We're all trying to get our dreams and get money and blah. And then to finally do it, and to be so bored with money, fame, and fucking sex that you have to like do weird shit. And then, you know, and one time I can understand doing something. Well, let me check this shit out. And then after you do it, you're like, dude, I'm never doing that again. We've all done something sexually. We're like, I'm never doing that again. You know what I mean? But to just continue to do it. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? You mother. If I had a second of your fame, I would just quietly ride off in the distance. And then when you're done being famous, go live on an island like Marlon Brando and fucking bang monkeys. Who gives a shit?
Jeez, seriously. It's like, why? How important is that to you to be able to like crave it so much that you're just constantly going after? Now that's why my wife says we only have sex once a week, so that way I crave just the sex and then I stop peeing on her and doing all that other crazy shit.
I'm glad you stopped that, because that was just unheard of, you know what I mean? Especially in Arizona, it's probably so hot there.
It's a way to hydrate. It really is. I mean, it's cold compared to the air temperature.
You know that there's some MMA guys that drink their pee in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, the first cup of hot piss out of you in the morning is supposed, some people believe, is very nutritious.
I wonder if you can have a preference like ice pee versus hot pee.
Yeah, well, I'm pre-diabetic, so mine tastes like sugar smacks. So mine would not be that bad. It's probably nice and sweet. I think that's how Patrice found out he had diabetes. He actually, his girlfriend was like, your pee tastes real good or something. He's like, oh, shit. So
I like how it got to the moment of just more than pee play. It was like a little taste here and there. I mean, maybe the spray got into the mouth, but
no. I think
it was a direct stream into the mouth.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple friends that let into that.
Really?
Which is weird. Yeah. I had a couple friends that were into that. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, dude, you don't have to fucking. You don't have to say, I don't know. I don't get it. I agree with you. I don't get it either.
Yeah. You might have a point about the Arizona thing where it's so hot here. Just having more hot stuff on you doesn't seem appealing. So maybe that's why it's not so common here.
Yeah, if your pee, if my pee tasted like the purple vitamin water and it was cold, that might be, I might want that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it was a cold, like a slushy almost.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Rain it all over me.
Oh, if you peed grape slushy, we'd be pissing on each other all the time during the summer. Instead of opening fire hydrants in the Bronx, it would just be older men just peeing all over the children. This is terrible. Where are we going? What's up?
Oh, my God. Well, this is a great stream of consciousness, but we'll keep moving on. I was going to say, really excited to have you here in Phoenix. Speaking of Phoenix and the hot weather and all that shit, all the stuff that makes it not sound that great. But it sounds like I've been hearing on your podcasts and other podcasts that you've been on that you've been on the road again. You're kind of comedy's in this punk rock stage where doing shows sometimes in backyards and things like that. But rewind. Let's do that. I'll keep the hand thing going. Yeah, but like pre-COVID, you were, I mean, you're already a famous comedian, but I mean, you had the Creeps with Kids tour, you had some sold out stadiums and theaters. I mean, and you had a bunch of dates, five festivals that you were going to go to. And COVID just poofed all that shit. So what was it like going through that when everything kind of just stopped?
Well, the only thing that sucked about it is that, number one, you found out how unessential you were. You know what I mean? It was just like, wow, you're just nothing in the grand scheme of the world. Your skill is the first to go. You know, you know what I mean? It's like, goodbye, done, nothing. And you'll be the last to come back.
It's like women, children, men, and then comedians are last to get the raft to get on that.
Yeah, it's like carpenters and I mean, Jesus, people at job lots is more important than me. You know, it's like Panera Bread is more important than my job, you know?
Oh my God.
So it's Five Below is open. You know, comedy.
Oh, fuck.
It was really like, holy shit, man. This shit, when it gets serious, just be grateful you get to tell dick jokes for a living, you know? And number two, it sucked because everybody was in the same boat. Usually when your life falls apart, somebody dies, something happens, you go bankrupt, you could go to a bunch of people and have them have your pity pot. But everybody you went to was like, yeah, me too. And it's like, fuck. You can't even get the man. I'm here for you. It's because, dude, me too. Yeah, And of course, it was a little annoying because I know really famous rich comedians. Yeah. They were like, yeah, man, we're all in the same boat. It's like, we're in the same storm. You're in a much better fucking boat than most of us. You're not worried about your mortgage. You're not worried about fucking, you know what I mean? You got four houses. You could move into another one, the smaller of the four. So it was a little annoying with that, but you know, it went away quick, man. It went away fast and it sucks. Cause I feel like I knew it was coming, you know,
really?
Everything was just too good. You know, everything was just fucking great. And, you know, 2 years ago when I got my brand new truck, I remember I was just like, man, things are going great. I really love life right now. I got the truck, a Ford Ranger that I wanted, and I'm doing gigs and I feel great. This is awesome. And then I smashed into a pole in a parking lot at McGoobie's in fucking Maryland. And, you know, 6 months later, my truck came back. I was like, shut your face. And I remember just before the pandemic, I was like, dude, I got fired. Just what you said. I got the Cusa Kids tour is going and selling out. And I got my own shows and I'm about to move I was going to get another house. And I was like, life is good. And I blame myself for the pandemic. It's my fault.
Rightfully so. I mean, that a lot of people say you should be grateful for things, you know, take a second and reflect. I think if you do that, bad things happen because you're at a good moment. So if you just say, you know what, whatever, I'm not going to be grateful for this shit, this new truck that I have. No, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's just, I should have just kept my trap shut. You know what I mean? Because everything was literally fucking, I mean, the best it's been in so long. You know, I had just gotten the negative people out of my life. I felt good. I felt free. Like a new start, you know, but whatever. Good things happened from it, though. I mean, if you look back, you know, you had to figure out where you were. You had to figure out what you really wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, this business got filtered out a lot. A lot of those comics that really weren't into it had to go home and get the fuck out of the business. Yeah. That's a good, you know, wash.
Yeah.
You know,
flushed out those toxins.
Yeah. Flushed out a lot of bullshit. And now when it comes back, but this is what great, because you see comics, we don't give a fuck. We have to do this. It's not something that we can just be like, oh, I'll go find something else. Comics have to do this. So it's like you see us performing at drive-ins and fucking behind hotels and lawns and on the fucking street on a pallet. It's like we have to get on stage. It's not like we can just go, we can do as many podcasts as we want. It's not going to fill the hole of stand-up comedy, you know? So I'm glad that there's states like Texas and Arizona that don't care about the pandemic, that just open up and they're like, fuck.
Yeah, we're like, with COVID, what? I mean, it's nothing we can't shoot at, right? So let's just open everything up.
Yeah, you guys are like, we beat AIDS, we can beat COVID. We're going to Havasu and we're looking at some fucking ass on a boat. You guys don't give a fuck.
That's pretty much the Arizona motto here.
I know. I love Arizona.
It has been. I think people opened up to the fact that it's real maybe a month or two ago. Before that, people were just like, whatever. And the masks, nobody was wearing a mask either. People were just like, if I can't see it, it's not real. So that didn't go so well.
It's a fucked up thing though, dude, because it's, you have to wear a mask into the restaurant, from your car to the restaurant. When you sit down, you can take the mask off. What? I don't get that. So I don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask. But when you leave, you have to put the mask on. If you go to the bathroom, you have to put the mask on. I don't get it. You go to a restaurant, you can take the mask off. You can eat. I'm on the plane, I have to wear the mask. But if I take a sip of my drink or eat my food on the plane, I can take my mask off. I don't get any of it. And they told us not to wear a mask. And then they told us to wear masks. And, you know, and the mask, they're like, well, the masks that you wear aren't good. You have to wear M fucking 1395s. That's the only mask that will prevent it. Now people are wearing fucking, you know, they're wearing underwear on their face. It doesn't matter. As long as you're covering your face, it doesn't matter what you're wearing, just as long as you have something saying that you know, I have antibodies. You can't get it again. You can get it again. But it's a nightmare at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do we believe? What to do? That's,
I don't know.
It's fucking crazy. And then the whole thing of like, it's good to wear a mask, but then you can go to a restaurant. And then it's like, when you're away from most people going into the restaurant, wear the mask. But then when you go in and are surrounded by people, it's okay to take it off.
With their mouths open, talking, take the mask off. While you're walking in, not saying anything, I want your mask on.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But you don't have to worry about that in Arizona because it's mask off all the time. It's like Havasu, but instead of bikinis, it's the mask always off. Good. And we're here to party. So
I do love Havasu. I've been to Havasu a couple of times.
Dude, really?
It's very stressful. It's stressful. It's stressful for chubby guys. It's a very, lake is very stressful for chubby people. It's just like, you're looking at all those boats and all those fucking Arizona hard bodies. And you're just like, oh shit. And I want to take my shirt off so bad, but I can't. You know what I mean?
I do. I'm actually going to Havasu next weekend. Just me and my wife. It's going to be the lamest trip to Havasu ever. I mean, don't tell my wife that. But Because usually it's like, oh, we go with a bunch of people, or you should go with a bunch of people. I don't know what the tradition is, but it's just me and her. And then it's like, to rent a boat, it's more expensive for just two people than if you had six or something like that.
What are you going to rent the boat, the houseboat?
No, not a houseboat, but we wanted to go camping. But then all the campsites are just booked until 2022. So we're like, all right, I guess we'll just do a hotel. And so we're going to stay at a hotel, but then rent some boats and jet skis and stuff. So during the day we can go out and see the water. And I've been trying to lose some weight, but that hasn't been working. By trying, I mean, I've been saying I need to lose some weight as I'm shoving chocolate cake in my mouth. So it hasn't been working.
You look thin as shit, dude. What are you talking about?
It's a filter. I've got the like halo light on, so I look.
Did you
thinner.
Used to be fat?
Well, I used to be a little chubbier. Yeah, I did.
You look thin as shit, dude.
No, thank you. I'm just gonna take that recording of you saying that and then wear that with me to Havasu.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a compliment, but it was more of a fuck you. You know,
I won't take that part. I'll just take that you look.
So, what does this podcast do? What is it about?
So, we're gonna get into the meat of it, and we give advice to questions that are sent to me by fans, and we're gonna try and answer these questions. They're just silly questions from all across the internet, and so I was gonna ask, are you a good advice giver, Bobby? Or...
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah.
I didn't expect any different answer.
Fuck yeah. I give great advice. My advice is probably the exact advice you would take.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, it's on the money. You should probably pay me for this advice.
That's
not
right.
This podcast.
Should definitely pay. And you know what? I was going to say, so people supporting you through your shows in Phoenix, I'm going to have the link to the show notes there. Also, you've just been up in the ante on your podcast on, you know what, dude, and the Colton Kelly show. And if you go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly, you can support your very own Robert.
Yes.
Kelly
me and too. Me and Mike Colton, who is the number one morning guy in radio in Florida, will do a show 4 days a week. It's fucking great. And then of course I do my wife, you know what, dude, which is, you know, one of the longest running comic podcasts out there. And then if you go to my Patreon, I got a ton of shit. I got Live from the Shed. I do show. I did interview shows with just a ton of fucking people. We're going to be setting up some more of those shows. And there's just a ton of shit up there.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
And I saw, bless you. No. And I saw too that you had a show. Fuck. Where was it last weekend? And you brought
Houston
and you brought your podcast set up. So you're mobile. You're able to do this anyway.
Oh, I'm a fucking big tech nerd, dude. I got all the gadgets. I mean, you can tell you're probably bummed out because you look like you are a little nerdy too with the tech equipment, and you have the whole background. You have the little sound squares. And in most scenarios, when you do this show, you look like a fucking $1 million. But now that I came on, you're looking at my setup and you're going, fuck, he looks great.
No. The opposite. You are like the Robin to my Batman in this episode because
look at my background, dude. I mean, look at me. I look like CNN. You look like you're doing an unboxing video.
Well, actually, we've got here some hot piss that we're going to try. No. But you know what? I think it looks good because usually I have people that are like on their phones. They don't even have headphones on. You're looking so good. Let's take it to like you look like a snack because together we're the meal that the listeners are consuming.
I would be the meal. My presentation is magical. Your presentation, it's nice. It's nice.
Okay. I'll take it.
It's very good. I will say it's better than most. I would get rid of that hot light over on that side. It's very hot. That white window light. I mean, I would do something with that. I was just very hot.
Okay.
It's very hot. Yeah. And then there you go. That's a little better. Now I would throw a little backlight, buy some backlights to shoot up on the back over there. See that red? And then I got a purple and another purple and maybe it's a little purple just over there. It's called an accent light. It pops you off the back. It's going to add a little, you get that beautiful hair, a little light coming off that hair. It's going to define you from the wall. It's going to add dimension. So it's going to pull you off of that wall. That's what I would do right there. But that's just me. I mean, and I have a little bokeh going on because the lens I'm using, so the background's a little blurry, so I pop off even more. But there you go.
God,
just a little help from the. So I would be the probably the meal of this. You'd be the appetizer, maybe the broccoli.
I might be the broccoli, the vegetables. I'm good for you, but not everybody likes me. You're like the fucking steak of this whole
look
thing.
Look at this. This is just amazing.
God damn it. It is. I can't even argue. It's so good. And you know what? Well, this is totally off topic, but as I've been doing research and seeing all the podcasts, and I usually listen, but I've been watching your YouTube videos. Yeah. And dude, I think the look, I know it's simple. It's just like shaved head, shaved face, glasses. Yeah. It's just so put together that it's like the meal that I would want to eat instead of me, where I've got a hair here, a hair there. My sound panels, they're not even fucking, they look like they're slanted.
I like to say, you just got to shoot some light off of there, dude. You got to get a little color going. You got to pop you off there, man. You know what I mean? Fuck. You got to get you off there. You got to heat you up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Accent lights. Right.
Yeah. And then what camera are you using?
I am just my Mac camera.
That's your Mac camera?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks good. I mean, that looks great for a Mac camera.
Oh, so, thank you. All right. Thank you. There you go. All right. First off, before we get into the questions, we like to center ourselves. And by we, I mean me.
Love using those hands. You're like a wizard. You love these. You took like a community college course on speaking, and you need to use your hands. If we can just all come together and have synergy, that means the world can rise up. Okay, go ahead.
I was a teacher, and I was an Italian teacher on top of that. So
non parli italiano molto bene.
Ah, bravo, Roberto, parli italiano bene. Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna go to the inspirational quote where it's gonna help fuel us to answer these questions perfectly. So before I get into my inspirational quote, Bobby, I wanted to ask you if you have any inspirational quotes that you live by.
Yes, I always, my thing is, the Serenity Prayer is my main thing that I say, the wisdom, the courage to know the difference, the serenity, those three things. You got to let shit go. You got to learn to let shit go immediately. That's the one thing I say to be, you know, and the short version is fuck it. Just fuck it. You know what I mean? That person's like, yeah, fuck it. She's being a fuck it. The plane just got fuck it. You know what I mean? The opener wants to sell. Fuck it. The middler wants to fuck it.
That's beautiful.
The club wants you to fuck it. Just fuck it. Okay, fuck it. That's one thing. Yes.
That's like the uplifting badass Nike slogan. Just fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Yes, it'd be a great slogan for sneakers. I was like Patrice's quote was what's good for me is good. You know what I mean? That was a good one. When you wonder why would they do that, what's good for them is good, man. And then keep it moving. Keep it moving is a good one too. Keep it moving.
That's pretty good.
Just keep that shit moving. Yeah, there you go.
Well, thank you for providing me a cornucopia of beautiful quotes.
Oh, it's almost Thanksgiving.
There we go. It's very timely. Beautiful. Now, I've got a quote that this is actually not by a person. This is by a robot, and it's called InspiroBot. And so what it does is it uses AI to generate or take some of the wisest words known to man and then just mash them together for an inspirational quote.
All right, let's hear it.
This week, InspiroBot says, science is fate's way of saying, I am drunk. Does that scream anything to you?
No, it doesn't. Science is fate's way of saying I am drunk. No, it doesn't. And if I was near the robot, I'd fucking unplug it and I would hot piss on it. That really bothers me, that one.
Just boiling piss.
Science is, what is it again? Say it again. Maybe I didn't get it. I'm dumb.
No.
The only one.
This is the only one
ever said. Okay. Science. Good. Say it again.
Science is fate. Maybe I should do it in the robot accent.
Yeah. Do it in the, talk.
Science is fate's way of saying I am drunk.
Yeah, better that way. The way you said it was very Italian teacher way.
Science.
Fate's way. I know he's trying to be funny. Fuck him. He's an asshole. I would give that gift back. a robot that gives inspirational quotes. That's good. Something with no emotions that never felt anything, trying to mush shit together to make people happy. How about this? Go to a meeting. How's that? Go to a meeting and get sober, you fucking piece of shit. Not
you. Bro. I was thinking about this as you were saying it. Science is fate's way of saying I am drunk. Maybe fate somehow, sometimes, you look back at things and you're like, this shouldn't have turned out the way that it did. And so you're thinking pragmatically and you're thinking with science. And then you think back and you're like, wow, fate was a real drunk bastard. And it just somehow things worked out.
I have a better one.
Oh, all right.
Man makes plans and God laughs.
This is why you're the prime steak and I'm the fucking Diet Coke.
Man makes plans and God laughs. How's that? And if you're one of those, I don't believe in God because you're a fucking piece of shit and you have no God in your life because you're garbage, just say the universe, if that's what you have to say. You know, and if it's crystals, because I know you're out in Arizona and you know, a lot of people even say that you may change to whatever God you want.
Bobby, God is in the crystals. That's what we believe here.
I know. I believe that too. I believe the crystals, yes.
And by the crystals, I mean the girls at Lake Havasu named Crystal. That's what I believe.
Nice.
All right. Well, moving on. We're going to jump into the questions.
Let's go. Let's do it.
We've got our first question. It's from Reddit. It's found by our fan, Tracy. Thank you, Tracy. What would be the best way to promote my dirty fan fiction? I have been pouring my heart and soul into my obscene My Little Pony fan fiction, but I'm consistently disappointed by the lack of feedback on my writing. Possible I would have more if more people read it. In short, what do you think would be an effective way to promote such a literary feat? Sincerely, enough horsing around.
Is it dirty? Did she say dirty?
It's obscene. Yeah,
it's dirty. My Little Pony. It's you want people to go read it. She wants us to read stuff.
She does.
Yeah.
She sent a sample too. Do you want me to open it up? No, of course I did. I did.
Well, but here's what I would say. You have to get a photo done of you shirtless. And make that your little icon on all of your, don't show your boobs. I'm just saying cleavage, not even your face, half your face. And just from here, and then make that your image on Twitter and then go and like a bunch of fucking people. Go, hey, I got some cool stuff. You want to read it? And they'll see how many times have you gone into your messages and seeing some kind of hot girl and you're like, who's that? And you find out it's not even a real person, but you still fucking accepted them in your life.
Too many
now,
times.
If exactly. So I would say, show your cleavage.
That's pretty good. I would say, can I do one better? Yes. Maybe.
Yes.
Let's see.
Show your dick.
No? Okay. Yeah. How did you know?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say you show your cleavage, but then on the bottom, you show the bottom too. But it's horse legs. So that way,
perfect.
You're being unique because you're showing the hotness here with the mystique of the horse.
The pony.
Yeah, the pony.
Pony. I would say pony, not horse.
It's
My Little Pony, not My Little Horse. My Little Horse is I think a guy died from that one. So I think there's a video of that.
That one's banned.
Pony. No one's ever died from fucking a pony. I believe that's a fact. So that's what I would say. I would say you have to visually capture us for us. Nobody wants to read anymore. Everything is visual. People learn how to do shit. I don't read a book on a fix a pipe. I go to a YouTube page and watch an asshole. When I'm going to reseed my lawn, I'm not going to go read a book on seeding grass. I'm going to go watch a douchebag for 20 minutes on YouTube. I'm visual. So you have to make it visual to get me to read it. You understand? Right. There you go.
That's good. That's good. Or audio in terms of audiobooks. I hear those are on the rise now. So you can record yourself.
If you don't have a sexy voice, don't bother. Because if you have some... So then the pony went over and grabbed his penis. And no, we don't want that. You know what I mean?
The pony's throbbing member went deep inside. Okay, yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that. But if it's a sexy voice, you know, the pony's shaft went in and out of the darkness of my own hull. And then I screamed, ah, ah, and squirrels ran and tinkled ever so slightly from the trees on us. And it cooled us down in the midsummer heat. Something like that. I don't know. I'm just helping. Trying to
for help. A spitball, I mean, that was pretty poetic. I'm hard, so I don't know. All
I
right.
think you've been hard the whole time. I believe you have no pants on, and this podcast is not even real. You're probably you're a girl that I dated in high school that transitioned. You've been trying to get back with me for years.
I haven't even transitioned. I'm just deepening my voice. I was always flat-chested, but Bobby, how can you not remember me? What the fuck? It's because of the accent lighting, isn't it? You don't remember me because
your hands do this whole thing you're doing. It did bring back some flashbacks.
Excellent. All right. Moving on, as Patrice O'Neill or Inspirebot or whoever said.
I think he said, not moving on.
Okay. All right, we've got our next question. It is 8th wedding anniversary. I need help with gift ideas for my husband, please. My husband and my 8-year wedding anniversary is coming up, and we're stuck to the traditional anniversary gifts thus far. Well, this year is bronze, and I have no effing clue what to get him. He's an IT nerd, loves PC games and Marvel movies. He's a father to 2 beautiful daughters. Any advice? I'm so stuck. Sincerely, present tense.
It's bronze.
Bronze.
First of all, I don't believe in this whole what is it this year? Because who the fuck said that? Who made up every year is something?
I believe it was probably a married couple that was not having sex anymore. And so one of them was so bored. They were like, well, this should be something we could celebrate. And then so they just said, okay, year 1, cotton, year 2, paper clips, year 3, bronze, and so on and so forth. And so
year 8 now, is bronze, by the way.
Well, year 3 and year 8, actually. Fact check me.
Is that real? I'm not fact. This is your show. I'm not fact checking anybody.
I've never said that before. What a douchey thing to say.
I'm not fact checking somebody with that type of hair. That hair is too beautiful to fact check.
Is it because you think I'm right or you think I'm wrong?
Is this hair
like a I'm right hair or is it like a...
It's very ghost hunter-y. sorry. I'm sorry. I don't even know what that means. I would... Listen. Here's the deal. And I'm going to tell every woman this.
Please.
Okay. Forget about your bronze and your wood and your dirt and all that horse shit. You want to give your husband something? Give him a day away from you and the girls. Give him a day to go out, go with his friends, smoke a cigar, have a meal where he doesn't have to do shit. Just give him the day. That's all we want. We'll be with you every... You want to give me something? Give me the day. Just the day where I don't have to fucking wake up and take something out and fix something and answer a question and drop somebody off and pick them up and give advice and fucking... Just one day of don't talk to me. Don't look at me. And just bring me shit. Ask me my favorite meal and make it for me. Have my fucking favorite lunch and tell the daughters, look, I know he loves his daughters. You're going to go, but I love my kid. But let me tell you something. If you gave me a day where I didn't have to fucking deal with people, you know what you do? Take the girls and go somewhere. Leave him in the house from 6 in the morning until fucking 10 at night. Just go. Go somewhere. Let him have the day. Well, he loves spending time. I know you think that. I know he loves you. I know he loves the kids. I know. Leave. Trust me. Leave him alone for one day.
I agree with that. And I think this one day of maybe misery for you thinking, oh, he doesn't love me, it's going to turn into 364 days big ROI of great, great days with hubby.
Yes. And when you come back at night, blow him. I'm not even blowing. Just give him a hand job. Guys don't want blow jobs later in life. We want a hand job. Give us a hand job. Let me stay on my iPad and you give me a hand job. And then there you go. I'm done. We're done.
Oh,
there you go.
Beautiful.
That's what that's what I do. Forget about bronze. Just a day.
I love that. God,
and a hand job.
I think, and the hand job to finish it off. I mean, maybe
be
like
enthusiastic.
Beginning and end too.
Yeah. Beginning. Don't do it. Don't unenthusiastically do it. Do it.
No sighs. Like,
yeah. And put a towel over his stomach so he doesn't have to, he doesn't want to clean up. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's beautiful. All right.
Don't look at your watch. Just,
Maybe have some lighting too. Get some accent lights so it really blows up that dick.
No lighting.
No.
Do it in the complete darkness. No, he doesn't want to look at, he doesn't want to see. He wants to close his eyes and just whatever he wants happening, let him have it. Nobody wants to look down to their wife, the mother of your kids, jerking you off in fucking purple accent lights.
But you know what though? But if you do happen to open your eyes, you'd want to see a nice monumental thing instead of like this dimly lit, like hobo dick.
There's nothing sexier than just darkness, getting jerked off in darkness. Do you understand me?
Am I doing the
My Pony stuff again? I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's the next question?
All right. We've got the last question. The last question it's from Reddit, found by our fan Liz. Thank you, Liz. It says, my boyfriend won't suck my toes. At all. Like not even one suck. Can he actually love me if he doesn't want to suck them? And that's sincerely Toe Jam.
Yeah. Listen, weirdo. Yes. Okay, nobody wants to suck feet. That's a fucking...
Have you ever?
That is a... Listen, no, I'm not putting your dirty toe in my mouth, okay? If you ever looked at a foot, it's fucking... They're never good looking. The pinky toe is always fucked up on women because they have to wear those skinny little fucking shoes. It's like...
It's veering off to the side or it's...
Oh. There's a little bunion on it. It's like, no, get a new fetish. All right. I'd rather eat a girl's armpit out like a vagina than put a foot in my mouth.
Wait. If we're thinking of stink level, I would say the armpit is way stinkier than a toe.
No way. There's a toenail down there. Stuff is under there. I mean, what the fuck?
I didn't think of that.
It's just, and if he doesn't, you should marry him. I'm not marrying the girl that fucking sucks my toe. I'm not marrying the girl that eats my asshole. I'm marrying the girl that wants to fucking make love and fuck. And you do the toe sucking with somebody else.
Yeah.
Go find a fucking weirdo, at some Comic-Con convention that likes toe sucking. Have him do it. Here's a problem with that, because once he breaks that seal, where are you going to go from there? What if he has a fucked up fetish that he likes? What if he likes two knuckles in his butt every time he comes? You going to do that?
Or like two toes?
You're opening up what if he wants your toes in his butt and then he sucks your toes? What if it gets really weird? Yeah.
Oh,
how
God.
About this? Go to yoga and learn to suck your own toes. Listen, it depends on who she is, and it depends... I don't know. It depends, I guess. I'd have to see her foot.
Yeah. It would depend on the foot. She'd have to have showered. And
I get to judge if your foot's hot. You don't tell me. I got pretty feet. I had a lot of girls say my feet are pretty and they look like fucking talons.
Oh, God. I can't remember any of my ex's feet. I don't know. Like, it's the last thing that I usually look at.
Dude, I have two dead toenails. Okay. I mean, dead. They look like Frito corn chips. Why don't you come over here and suck my toes? If you're so into it.
Do they taste like Frito corn chips?
They probably do. They're probably some type of cheese.
What?
I cut my toenail. There's stuff underneath it. Ugh, it's gross.
Oh,
Fucking, yeah. Well, you shower in a New York sports club and not get fucking toe fungus.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's a beautiful line to end on. We've reached the end of our show. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Where can
I'm sorry,
people...
was I too? I feel like I was too mean for this show.
What do you
I feel
mean
like
too
I was
mean?
Too aggressive. Was I too aggressive?
No, no, I don't. I feel like you weren't aggressive enough. I was expecting
all
to
right,
get battered.
Fucking piece of shit. Relax. You fucking silly shirt. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I was like, what shirt would Bobby make fun of the most? And
I love that shirt, actually. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
I do.
That.
It's the rest I don't like. But what's in the shirt is bothering me fucking immensely.
The monstrosity with golden locks in the shirt that doesn't know how to shave.
Your Puritan colonial fingers. Just exactly what the Indians saw when you were handing the blankets. Here we're going
we promise we'll take care of you. Look, peace and love.
Look at those ghost hands. I mean, this is one color from the tip to the fucking elbow. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Look what you got out of me. This weekend,
no.
Yes, at the Tempe Improv. I'm very excited. I really love Tempe, and the Improv has always taken care of me. I'm very excited. I love both those clubs and, you know, all the clubs. You get so many comedy clubs in Arizona, man. Very lucky to have all the comedy run through there the way you do. And I'm glad that people are coming back. So I hope they come out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then I'm back Sunday. I'm first thing smoking back to New York. So
Nice. And I'll have a link to the show notes there. As I said, I'll be in Lake Havasu Friday, but I will be there Thursday to laugh.
Good. I'll say hi to you after the show.
Oh, nice. Nice. And I'll bring one of my favorite shirts so you can.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Please bring that fucking medium shirt from H&M with fucking some type of lightning bolt on it. Where do you get your shirts? H&M?
I got the Express. No, not Express.
Oh, Express. That's, yeah,
I can't
Express.
Remember. Burlington Coat Factory. That's where I got it.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
$12.
Yeah. $12. Yeah. Nice. I like a
and
bargain.
Even,
good for you.
I feel like I did the button, but I feel like there's a little too much hair, so maybe I should like button it up.
No, leave it down.
Okay.
Come on, unbutton
one more
that
maybe.
No. Yeah, go ahead, do that. I'm gonna piss on you. I maybe suck my toes, and then ride me like a pony.
God.
All right, well, have fun with your chicken. I'll see you Thursday night.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Bobby, for doing this. This was a real treat for me. So
you got it, buddy. Have a great day. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, you too, man. Later.
See you later.
Bye-bye.